Today, the FCC announced a December vote on repealing Obama-era net neutrality regulation. Now, these are the requirements that internet service providers enable access to all content, that they not favor or block products or websites. The FCC is now under Trump appointee Ajit Pai, who's in favor of sacking those rules to give provider companies like AT&T and Comcast more control. Now, quick disclosure, NPR's legal counsel has filed comments with the FCC on the new proposal. NPR is in opposition to getting rid of the Obama-era rule. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech to find out more. Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of Policy and Politics for Recode. Hi, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first, did I get my definition right? Net neutrality?
Yeah, net neutrality is the idea that internet providers like AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, and Charter have to treat all web traffic equally. So they can't block websites, they can't slow them down, and they can't do what folks call fast lanes. So they can't charge content companies for faster delivery of their movies, music, and other sorts of streaming content. And under the Obama administration, there were tough rules in place that treated internet providers like utilities in order to ensure that they didn't tamper with net neutrality. But as you said, Chairman Ajit Pai, who's a Republican at the FCC now, has started the clock on repealing those rules. And at the end of the day, the FCC won't have very many net neutrality rules in place.
Well, because some of these providers don't like these rules, because suddenly we have this explosion in the last few years of streaming video, Netflix, using a lot of bandwidth. And what is, in fact, the company's objection to those services?
Yeah, streaming video definitely has exploded in recent years, not the least because it's something consumers want on their smartphones. And as consumers begin to watch more of those videos while they're on the go, they put a bit of a strain on the networks operated by AT&T and Verizon and others. And so those companies have to do something to relieve congestion. And from time to time, that's been exploring ways to, you know, reduce the quality of the video, perhaps slow down its delivery so that other folks can access that content. And there are a lot of folks in the net neutrality side who just say that they shouldn't be doing that they should leave the bits alone. And then there's a side issue. It's a business case for AT&T and Verizon and others. If consumers are going to gravitate towards streaming video, they want to offer that video in the most exclusive way possible. So they've sought out ways to broker deals with content owners. And that, too, is problematic to net neutrality advocates who just believe that consumers should be able to access what they want, when they want, how they want it.
Well, don't the company, let's argue on the side of the companies like AT&T, the providers. These streaming videos, Netflix, for instance, they take up so much broadband. They, you know, the companies say we should be able to charge more for them because we're in effect subsidizing these content providers like Netflix.
Yeah, the flip side of that being that companies like Google and YouTube and Netflix or others are the reasons that consumers buy the broadband subscriptions in the first place. Mm-hmm. They want that content, and they get it from their broadband provider. So it's a bit of a chicken and an egg problem. And if you're also an AT&T or a Verizon or so forth, one of your big arguments against the Obama administration had to do with investment. They claim that the Obama administration's FCC put rules in place that were so onerous that they spent more time complying with them and money to comply with them, and the uncertainty led them to invest less in their networks. So that's one of the things that FCC Chairman Ajit Pai is now arguing, that lessening the regulation might spur new investment, but that ultimately remains to be seen.
Well, meanwhile, he's called for this vote in December of the FCC commissioners to overturn again the Obama-era net neutrality rules. And when I say Obama-era, they've only been in place since 2015. And that vote in December to overturn them is expected to pass 3-2 on party lines. What are tech companies saying about this?
Well, Republicans, as you perfectly pointed out, do have the votes to do this. It seems at the moment to be a foregone conclusion. And so that's put tech companies and consumer advocates who like net neutrality in a bit of a bind. They're not going to be able to sway Republicans who have promised that they were going to repeal net neutrality for many years now. So some have focused their efforts on Capitol Hill, hoping that lawmakers can broker some sort of long-term compromise, while others are exploring their legal options. Remember, we're at this moment because there's been lawsuit after lawsuit challenging the government's approach under both Democratic and Republican administrations. So we're pretty likely to see another court challenge after Chairman Pai adopts his order, which could mean this issue is something we're talking about perhaps years from now.
Well, but if not, let's say, you know, this administration does follow through on what it wants to do. Should people be prepared to pay more for their Netflix? I mean, what could happen if, in fact, the net neutrality rules are overturned?
this is a difficult question to answer because the rules have been in place for so long. Companies haven't been willing to test the waters, or in some case, they weren't able to. And a lot of the harms that net neutrality supporters point out, the very things they're trying to prevent, are hypotheticals. A world in which, you know, websites were blocked and you maybe weren't able to access the streaming movies and music that you wanted. But we don't have any examples of that because it just hasn't happened. That being said, there's always this fear about higher prices. There's always this fear that the telecom companies are going to run amok. But if you talk to them, if you talk to AT&T and Verizon and others, they insist that they are committed to net neutrality, that they don't want to tamper with the web, and that even if they did do something like that, they know that their customers would flock elsewhere, creating a market incentive against them tampering with the web too much.
Something else would be created. Tony Rahm, Senior Editor of Policy and Politics for Recode, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll check out that vote in December.